All right, five basic data patterns. Three have interactions, two have not. The stereotype interaction pattern in the universe is the simple effects in opposite directions. It's the biggest, it's the sexiest. Because which works better, paper or computer? It depends. And I mean it really freaking depends. Because for easy, paper works better. For hard, computer works better. That's as it depends as it gets. No matter how ugly things get, and they will, it all comes down to pointies. If you will consistently track your hypotheses and your data patterns with pointies, you won't miss anything. You won't mistake anything. And when you're all done, you'll be able to describe it. Bigger, smaller, right pointy. Bigger, smaller, left pointy. Right pointy, left pointy, difference, interaction. What's the pattern of the interaction? Right pointy. For these, this is bigger than that. However, left pointy, for these, this is smaller than that. No matter how big it gets, no matter how many things we're controlling for, whether we're talking about a single dependent variable or an aggregate called a MANOVA variate, it's got a pointy. Okay? It really does just come down to patiently drawing all the pointies and then articulating them in sentence form. If you stick with that, everything will be fine. If you turn this into a creative writing exercise, it gets really sucky really quick. Here's an important variation. The F test tells me there's a significant interaction, but when I do the follow-ups, I do not get a difference there, and I do not get a difference here. How can those two go together? Well, they do. But we have to remember the difference between the definition of an interaction and the process of articulating it. The definition of an interaction is that this simple effect is different from this simple effect. Neither statement is about whether this or that is different from zero, only that they are different from each other. So the 20-point effect in this direction may be different than the 20-point effect in that direction, whether or not each of them is significant, both of them significant or not. When you see something like this, you're going to have to tell the story carefully, because you cannot pretend that this is bigger than that and that's bigger than that because you tested it and it's not. But you do know that the pattern is that this direction is opposite that. The directions are neither one significantly different from zero, but they are significantly different from each other. That's what the interaction p-value tells us. And the deeper we get into these models, the more important it's going to be to start with what's the p-value of the effect. And remember, is there one or not? Because things are going to get really complicated. Things are going to become conditional across IVs, across covariates, across dependent variables, whether we're talking about a variable or an aggregate, whether we're talking about corrected or uncorrected, a lot of pieces. We have to remember what's being tested. And again, what's being tested here is that's different than that, even if neither one's different than zero. All right? Number two. This one is also sexy. Is there an effect? It depends. Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. That's pretty cool. Can also be a real heartbreaker, because if you chose to do all of your research just here, you keep getting nulls. If somebody else decides to do all their research here, they keep getting effects. And if you don't pay attention, you don't know that you don't disagree. How's that for a lot of negatives in one sentence? And that's why you have meta-analysis. And why we did meta-analysis early. So that we think about, well, maybe the reason this effect is different than that is because it's a different effect rather than a failed replication. And that's one of the primary uses of factorial designs, is to identify a variable that might be the conditionalizing variable that changes an effect. The third one is the most common. You get an effect everywhere you look, but the size of the effect is different. Now, the difference between this one and this one might be real, or it might just be power. Because that, well, I'm sorry, not this one. 90 and 90, that's not a power deal. Okay? You can't get an N big enough to find a significant difference there. But if you covary for something that was confounded here, that sucker may pop. But this, that 10-point difference might be big enough to be statistically significant, so you get this. Or that 10-point difference might not be statistically big enough to be significant, depending upon effect size and sample size. So whenever you have one of these, I think it's worth your time to take just a second, pull up that little computator, and see if that effect is so small that you're comfortable saying it ain't there. Or if you have to worry about whether it's a type 2 error. We will see occasions when this is non-significant, but when you throw a covariate in, it becomes significant. Because maybe there was a confound working against that simple effect, and when you clean it up, your effect comes back. Or maybe when you put that covariate in, it accounts for some more variance in the model, the R-square goes down, and now there is enough power that that same 10-point difference is significant. A lot of pieces coming. That's why we do 2 days on ANCOVA before we move into anything else. So those are the three interaction patterns. Here are the two non-interaction patterns. Simple effects, the same direction, the same size. Now, this one really is the same size. That's 20, this 20. There's no difference between 20 and 20. But if this were 20 and this were 30, it might still be a null because that 10-point difference isn't big enough to be significant. So you always want to track your effects, whether you're saying they're significant or they're not significant. You want to track them with effect sizes. So you can think about whether you like your NSHT conclusions. Am I comfortable calling this an effect? Well, it's significant because I have an N of 14,000, but I'm not sure it's big enough to care about. Or, this is a huge effect, but it's not significant because I only have 14 people in my 2x3x4. So even though we are not going to look, everything we look at, I'm not going to drop an effect size on you. Everything you do, you should crank out an effect size. And I'll probably make you go through that on the homeworks, and there'll always be a little thing. So how do you feel about this? Having looked at the effect sizes, do you see anything in the effect sizes that makes you wish you had found something different in the significance testing? Okay? Because I always want you thinking about this as behavior, not math, not p-values, not even statistics, but behavior. And our effect sizes, the meta-analysis research tells us, our effect sizes are more likely to replicate across studies than our p-values. Yeah?
So is what you're, I'm just trying to summarize what you're saying. If we feel like our relationship is underpowered to get the effect size to see if it is something we should look into or if that may actually be a null effect.
That's exactly it. Because a lot of the time, if you find out early enough that what you have are interestingly sized effects that are not significant, you can go get more data. It used to be called fraud. Now it's called mid-course correction. People discovered that we tended to undersample so much that we were missing effects that were there and we cared about, and we were missing them expensively. And so the granting agencies, an increasing number of granting agencies, want to see either real pilot data so they have a good power estimate, or very often they want to see, if I'm paying you for three years of data collection, I want to see the results after 1 year, including the power analyses, including the type 2 error estimates on every null. I want to be able to think about whether we are heading somewhere and just need to invest, or whether we're heading nowhere. Yeah, used to be called fraud. Now, and amazing how economics sits in between appropriate performance or appropriate procedures and fraud. The other no interaction is when there ain't nothing either place. And again, the difference between this, well, this is a real one. Okay. You can't do anything to increase the sensitivity and have an effect appear because zero is zero no matter what you have in the denominator.